Network. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're in overdrive here in Chantilly, Virginia, and I'm posing for photos and stuff with great families and people out here that love liberty and want to resist tyranny. I cannot express to you enough, if you live on the East Coast or the Midwest, wherever, get in your car now, get here, and get this out on your email, your Facebook, everywhere, call into talk radio. Get this information out to everybody. Now is the time. I'll be off in a minute, bro. We can take a better picture. Now is the time to get here. This is the criminals. This is the scum. These are the people doing all this. These are the people destroying our liberties. These are the people standardizing systems of control and then deploying it to our local areas. Now is the time to get to Virginia.
How many people are there, Alex, right now?
It's time to get to Chantilly. What's that do?
How many people are there right now?
Oh, about 200 on this side and 100 on the other, about 300, but I didn't even expect half of this early.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think by tomorrow night and Saturday, when everybody can get here, it's going to be huge. Folks, don't wait for orders from headquarters. You want to confront the real deal? You want to get out here as citizen journalists and expose the real deal? This is it. And then Sunday morning and afternoon, when a lot of them leave, some leave Monday morning, most leave Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be here through Sunday evening. I want to see everybody here. Help us get this out. We've gone so far with this. It is so exciting. And just until a few days ago, I was still having debates with people. They're like, oh, they're not really meeting in Chantilly. That's disinfo. And they had disinfo groups out saying it wasn't really going to be here, hoping you wouldn't come. So, again, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. Bilderberg 2012. This is the people hijacking our country, a corporate takeover. This is the infiltration. These people are the enemies, and we are exposing the enemies of this country. So, again, I want to commend everybody at the InfoWars team and the listeners and supporters and everybody that is out here. This is nothing less than amazing what's unfolding here today. Richard, you got any comments?
I'll tell you what, it's awesome to see these people out here. And absolutely, Bilderberg has to really be upset about what's going on because, like I've said in the past, they are going to be exposed bigger and badder than ever this time around.
Well said, Richard.
I think it's beautiful that we see people peacefully protesting tyranny. This is where it's at right now, and I hope it just continues. I hope you guys double in size tomorrow and then double in size again on Saturday. And that is going to bring out the lamestream media. They will finally show up and rear their ugly heads, probably with more Tucker Carlson wannabes in their bow ties, asking stupid questions.
Well, listen, I agree with you. One final point. It's almost better when the mainstream corporate press doesn't cover it because it just further discredits them, and everybody worldwide is seeing this. And that's why the mainstream media, the old stream, devil stream, death stream media, the Seth stream media, the Decepticon media, is so upset because they don't have a monopoly anymore, and we're kicking their butt on every level. This is so exciting what's unfolding right now.
It's the lame duck media. I think you guys are doing great out there.
Hammer this out. The photos, the videos at InfoWars.com, the list, the articles, all of it. What's happening? Get it out to everybody. This is big. We're going to be broadcasting on here for 3 hours tomorrow live. I'll be live streaming tonight. It'll be at InfoWars.com. Go to InfoWars.com. Click on the right-hand side of that green link that says Bilderberg 2012. This is big. Get the word out on this on every front. This is really upsetting the power structure that all these old bankers and New World Order people are meeting in secret with their bought and paid for globalist trader collaborator bankers and government heads, violating the Logan Act, violating federal law. We are here. This is awesome. Everybody, get here now. Get here now. This is going to be huge. I predict 1,000 people peak. And if you go crazy and get the word out, we can get 10,000 out here. And believe me, that's not what they want. And also call the corporate whore media and let them know that you know they're covering it up. And call local talk radio in Virginia and tell their listeners to come out here as well if they don't like the UN and the New World Order.
The fight is in Chantilly, people. Get out there now. It's InfoWars.com. You can go there for Bilderberg breaking news, live video from Bilderberg. Watch the stream, spread them around.
Yeah.
Let's make this revolution happen right now, right today. Occupy
People's
Bilderberg.
Media.
That's right, the People's Media. We're going to take it back because we're sick and tired of you.
1876.
We're sick and tired of the globalists.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly, Virginia. Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew live on the scene. This is the first official day of Bilderberg. The global elite are arriving in their chauffeured limos, and of course, all the activists there for Occupy Bilderberg are gathering at the scene. We're going to have Alex Jones live coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes' time. We're going to hear some bullhorning. As the Bilderberg members arrive, they're going to get a big Alex Jones bullhorn right in their face. Then we've got reports coming in now that the police have started to harass Alex Jones. Last year in Switzerland, the police were pretty good, but already reports of police harassing Alex Jones. Whether that's for using a recording device, we'll find out. I'm going live to the video now.
On my main show. I won't come back here. I told you. You've already seen it. If it happens, I've been told.
No. You don't understand. What I'm going to do is give you official notice from the security officer. Come over here and just say, hey, these guys are the
ones. He's not an officer. You're trying to blur the lines.
security
guards. Security guards.
Security guards.
Police.
I know this.
I know.
Okay, I'm in the police department.
I know that, sir. Okay.
They can only represent the property owner's rights.
I know, but you are not working for them. I know. Leaving. I just pulled into a parking lot.
Okay. We're here
I don't care about the notice. I just don't want my thing getting towed.
I know.
We're not going to tow while we're standing. I know.
Okay.
We're trying to leave. But we pulled in here, we're already leaving. Tell them to go ahead and go live to us on the radio.
You're live.
Yeah, go ahead and bring us in. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are here right now. We are about, I don't know, 500 yards away from the protest, and we're driving around looking for parking and saw one area said, don't park over here. So we drove on to another area. Officer, I'm live on the air. And I got over here. Instantly, police were on us. Instantly, and they may be getting ready to try to set us up with a trespassing charge, not just a notice of it. Well, it doesn't matter. It's fine. We'll win, and we'll win in a lawsuit. So I've tried to, again, the sergeant people didn't violate our First Amendment yesterday. We're pressed, driving around in here, trying to find a place to park. They came over. The security guard said, you can't park over here. We're getting in the car to leave, and now they're blocking us in, escalating this. Now, again, network, do you hear me? Are we good? Are we good? Okay, so what we're going to do is, Richard, you're going to go park at that public area. You're going to get a cab and come back over here. I'll have this unit with me. I'm going to get out once we drive out.
You get to the park?
No, it's fine, but we don't want to say where that's at. Everybody's going to be there.
E.C. Morris Park.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, we're going to go over there. I'm going to go stand over here on the sidewalk, and we'll meet back up with you. But we can't leave while we're blocked in by the squad car. Okay, so, again, this is just ridiculous. Again, ladies and gentlemen, would have been over there to do the radio show right now. Again, they do not want big protest over here. So, obviously, all these big, you know, military-industrial complex things funded with your tax money, posing as private groups, do not want us parking in the parking lots. That's fine. We're going to go find parking lots elsewhere, but in the whole continuum of this stuff, now we're blocked in here, and I guess we'll probably wait all day for the Lordship security officer to show up here and give us a notice that they don't want us on this private property. When, again, I saw the signs over there and thought, oh, that must be their property. No, I saw signs. I'm going to say it again. I saw signs over there, and I thought, and I said to them, I said, well, that must be owned by the Marriott. They don't want us here. I said, let's go look and try to find some public parking. This is a big, giant complex. And so that's what happened, and that's what we're here doing. And no, I'm not lying.
And I'm trying to help you.
No, I understand, but I'm not.
I told you where to park.
I know, officer, but you're trying. But there you are, twisting it. I told you earlier before you went live. I said I saw the signs over there saying that private property. Well, it didn't even say don't park. It said private property. I thought, well, they must own that because they also own another office park. So I thought we'll come look for public parking over here. Now we've been blocked in. Now we've been blocked in right here in America. Now here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, streaming live right here. And look at this guy with his eyes all lit up like he's looking at Al-Qaeda or something. We're just trying to get out of here.
We would like to leave, sir.
We're just trying to get out of here. We're just driving around looking for public parking. Yeah, we're trying to go. The police blocked us, and we're unable to leave. And they're asking for our license when he knows full well I'm Alex Jones. I've already talked to the sergeant yesterday.
I wasn't asking from you. I was asking from them because I don't know.
That's Rob Jacobson, Aaron Dykes. They're all radio TV hosts. That's Richard Reeves. The point is, we know we've been told that this is the same as that because we saw don't park up. We're not don't park. We saw private property over there. Yeah, we're trying to leave. Did you not ask the police to keep us here?
Go ahead and load up in the car then.
Okay, yes, we're trying to leave. That's what we tried to do earlier. Okay, Richard, I'll carry this, or one of the camera guys can. Aaron, once you get this over there, it'll be fine. Get all of our equipment. I mean, yeah, hell, they got satellites and drones watching us. I mean, hell, this is... No, we're going to walk out of here in this vehicle. He's going to drive out. Okay, there's no point. Now, listen, this is, again, live coordination on air. Richard, go find a place that's public to park. Go find it. Yeah, we're just walking off the property. Just walking off. We won't come back on it. Oops. Anyways, it's fun now. Richard, get yourself a cab. Come back. Great job. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do here is, Paul Watson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. We are getting off of their lordship's property here. I'm going to get this baby up. I got the one that works. Who put fresh batteries in this? Hey, Richard, is this the one with fresh batteries? Again, guys, keep shooting because we got live Skype video here. Anyways, what's going on? Is this the one with the biggest batteries? Okay, great. Let me see the other one. This one sounds pretty good. Let me see the other one. I don't think this one's as good. Let me see that. Hello, hello. Yeah. Well, we were planning to get our equipment ready. I'm leaving in just a minute, officer. And I know we're live on the radio, folks. Just keep streaming. Radio? Do what? Yeah, we're good. We're good. Man, I tell you, these have new batteries?
I got new batteries, too.
Okay, well, I'm sure it's fine, then. All right, thank you, officer.
All right, man.
Glad we got out of this without a scrape.
Glad to finally met you.
Hey, it's nice to meet you, too. What's your name?
Kiefer.
Officer Kiefer. Good to meet you. Yeah, all the other guys were real nice. Some said they were listeners. But literally, I saw the don't park over there, or the no trespassing thing, and was looking around for somewhere.
Yeah,
and then you guys were instantly on us.
Public parking close.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Your driver to
go. It's fantastic. All right, Paul Watson, how long do we go to break here?
I think we got about 5 minutes.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes here. That just gives us time to see the big crowd up there. Why don't you guys go ahead of me? And you know, be careful, don't fall over or anything at the last minute. And let's get around the corner over there and show that big crowd of people already massing, despite the fact that this big military-industrial complex area certainly does not want us parking here. They figured out that 4 years ago we parked in these big semi-empty parking lots over here. And again, if you can show people, this is where I saw the signs saying private property, so I thought, hell, it's okay to park over here. I didn't see notices over on that side. Anyways, I thought we could find something around here. Oh, I understand. No, I believe you. I believe you. I just didn't understand that. No, I understand. I just don't think I was lying to you, officer.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Alex,
yes, Watson.
You were able to be in that location back in 2008 then?
Yes, we were in this location back in 2008. Well, we're even one office park over from that location. They've got police. They had notices about how it's private property over on this one area. So we drove hundreds of yards down to another office park, and there weren't any signs there. And, again, this is just ridiculous. But that isn't what matters. I've got a big notebook here from now four different sources inside Bilderberg. I talked to Daniel Estelin last night. He had a media contact here, and I'm just sitting out there on the deck of a hotel with Jim Tucker and Estelin. I hadn't talked to him in years, called, so he's on. Coming up, you'll be able to interview him. Again, I'm carrying the mobile radio unit and the bullhorn here. Aaron, do me a favor. Once you get up to this point, will you carry this just when I first start bullhorning? It's like you're in the Army or something. Good job. Thank you, officer.
Hey, make sure you
that's good.
Okay?
I'll just stay close to you. Thank you. What'd you say, sir? I missed it. What? Oh, yeah, thank you. Police officers telling me to make sure I hydrate. Are we still on? Everything good, guys?
Alex, I've been seeing reports about cops saying they don't want to be filmed. Is that the case?
Yeah, they were just saying don't... Wasn't he just saying don't film him earlier to Jacobson, the police officer?
I don't know.
Well, whatever. Virginia isn't one of the states. It's like Maryland and Illinois and I think 10 others. Where they arrest you for filming police and call it wiretapping in public places. And most of them get thrown out of courts, but they've got such police state-loving juries in places like Illinois, they're going for life in prison sentences.
Well, I noticed his glasses are recording. He asked if I had them. I don't know if they would have considered that something.
Oh, his glasses were recording?
Yeah, they got a camera right here. He admitted it.
And then he was asking if your glasses were recording.
I said, it would be all right if the police said, I don't care.
Well, of course. I mean, I've got to say these Fairfax police are about as nice as it gets, but there's just an example, though. Do you see the security guards bugging their eyes out at us?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no real threat in this country except for the criminal government. And so they're just looking for some threat. They're looking for somebody who's bad, and it's them. It's the Bilderberg group, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to salute these people. Maybe you guys should cut to the feed Jacobson's on so people can hear this. Bilderberg traitors! We're exposing you, criminals! Yeah! Oh, this is ridiculous. All this equipment. Oh, man. Oh, listen to that crowd. Yeah!
All right, folks, here it is.
Freedom! It's a word they don't want to hear around here. This is New World Order Empire Central. Yeah, skip the break. Hell, we skipped the... Okay, yeah, move the mic away. I'm being too loud. This is going to be really exciting. Look at all these great people, and it really doesn't even kick off until tonight and tomorrow.
Watch that mud.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron, get a shot of these folks up here. And, of course, we're sending out live feeds, not just on radio and XM 166. Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Jam. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you. Say hi to all the radio listeners and viewers. Hey, guys. Yeah!
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Beneath him to even talk to the alternative media. And this is why, you know, the meeting of the 120 of the most powerful people on the planet is only in one US newspaper or even news outlet full stop so far, the Washington Times. Nothing in the Washington Post, MSNBC, nothing. Probably because they hire idiots like Lawrence O'Donnell who get up there and say, oh, just because I don't know anything about it, that must mean it has no significance. Just the height of arrogance and ignorance, just because he's ignorant of it, you know, it doesn't exist, has no influence. And again, you saw it there in that exchange. going back to the hassle with the police, there's already YouTube videos about activists getting pulled over by the police, having their cars searched, not even within the perimeter of the hotel, just on the roads outside. There's videos of police claiming that they can't be filmed by activists, when of course we know that all the court cases say that that's not the case. You can film the police, it's a public area, no expectation of privacy. So we've got a lot of harassment going on, and it's literally, you know, a few hours into the start of the conference. Talking about trespassing, I remember, of course, last year in Switzerland, we were just driving up the mountain road there near the hotel in St. Moritz with Aaron Dykes. We got pulled over for trespassing, and we were just on a main road. You know, we had to basically pay off the cops just to get out there. But Alex has thankfully been allowed to leave the area when they were just trying to find a public parking space. And he's going to have some more bullhorning coming up. Going back to the media coverage, of course, we've got the Washington Times, we've got Daily Mail. Canadian newspapers have basically gone wild for the Bilderberg Group. There's an argument going on between two of their elected representatives, basically a slanging match between Bilderberg attendee Alison Redford, who is the Alberta premier, and her political adversary called Danielle Smith. And as we reported yesterday, Redford is this prominent global warming alarmist who's attending Bilderberg this year to push the UN's Agenda 21 and the post-industrial revolution, which in fact, if you go to the Bilderberg meetings website, this is now the new official website of the Bilderberg Group, they've actually just, as of about half an hour ago, put out their official press release. Now, of course, routinely, this press release never gets into any details and is very vague in the topics that it says the group is going to cover. And we've actually got that press release. You probably can't show it on screen because of the all the different cameras we've got running. They can't show screenshots. But we've got Bilderberg 2012 discussing transatlantic relations, evolution of the political landscape in Europe and the US, austerity and growth in developed economies. That's Agenda 21. That's reducing living standards. That's a translation. Cyber security. Again, the US and Israel caught creating all the viruses, then calling for cyber security so they can shut down the internet. That's another key topic of discussion. Energy challenges. That's the post-industrial revolution, jacking up energy prices to lower people's living standards. The future of democracy. Well, you know, democracy ain't got much of a future with 120 people who are supposedly representing us meeting in secret and making policy. So not much future in that. And Russia, China, and the Middle East. They've actually, this is quite unprecedented too, they've already released the full list of participants on the official Bilderberg website. I remember last year in Switzerland, it wasn't until the second or third day in. It's normally towards the end of the conference that they do that. But I'm just going down the list here looking for notable names. Of course, we've got many of the usual suspects. Kenneth Clark, of course, Lord Chancellor, Secretary of Justice from Britain. Just looking at the USA attendees. Governor of Indiana, Daniel Jr. Mitchell. Sorry, Mitchell Daniels, Governor of Indiana. Christopher DeMuth, Distinguished Fellow, Hudson Institute. And Thomas Donilon, National Security Advisor, the White House. So the White House is actually represented at the Bilderberg Group. Of course, back in, I believe it was 2009, we had an Obama representative go and visit with the Bilderberg Group. Of course, Obama himself and Hillary most likely did attend the 2008 meeting, which was also in Chantilly. So now we've got Thomas Donilon, National Security Advisor at the White House. They're scheming with heads of foreign corporations, academia, media moguls. Going down the list again, this is the official released list on the Bilderberg website. We're going to get this up as soon as possible, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's, of course, BilderbergMeetings.org. Niall Ferguson, Lawrence A. Tisch, Professor of History, Harvard University. Niall Ferguson, of course, he's a big mainstream historian. He's at the current meeting
So I'm seeing a lot of new faces on this list. Of course, Donald Graham, Chairman, CEO, Washington Post Company. That's why the Washington Post ain't reporting on Bilderberg. We're going to continue going through this official list of Bilderberg attendees 2012 Chantilly after the break. It's the Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We're back, it's Bilderberg 2012, and we've got the official attendee list of the global elite there in Chantilly. John Kerry, Senator for Massachusetts, violating the Logan Act. A lot of usual faces, but a lot of surprises, of course. Now we're ready to go live to Alex. Alex, we've got the official attendee list.
Amazing. That's huge news. We just got the official attendees list. Get it out, Watson, and get it up on drudgereport.com.
That's
by the way,
right.
The Drudge Report, more than the Washington Times, more than even WorldNet Daily, we've all done great jobs reporting on this and breaking the electronic Berlin Wall. The Drudge Report 4-5 years ago started really bringing our information out. I know we even linked to the Intel Hub the other day. That was really exciting. So a lot of great things are happening. Our time is coming because people are counting the costs and realizing the globalists are incredibly dangerous. The status quo means giving into eugenics, death, and world government. Paul, let me talk about 5 minutes here and let you get that posted. Have you been able to post that official list that we got from our little bird yet at InfoWars.com?
We're posting it right now at InfoWars.com.
Okay, fantastic. Paul, I'm going to get off the phone and let you call Kurt real quick or off the Skype and make sure that gets posted and everything. We do that right now?
Kurt's already posting it. He knows.
No, I know. But what's the providence? Is he saying where it came from and stuff?
It's on the official Bilderberg website. They released
it
already.
Sure, I understand. So they put it out there. All right, good. The Bilderberg group themselves, again, that didn't exist a few years ago, has released the list themselves. Paul, then start going over that list. But I want to post it as Infowars.com with a link to them at the bottom. And then we can link to our page there as well. I'm just directing everybody from here in Chantilly. Please continue, Paul Watson. Go over the list for people that is just now going up at Infowars.com.
Okay, I'm going through the USA names, of course. Keith Alexander.
Start over. Start over, and I'll come back in 5 minutes.
Okay, that's Alex Jones. He'll be back soon. We're going over the official Bilderberg 2012 attendee list. Some interesting names on there. And some usual suspects. I'm just going through the list of USA attendees because there's so many. They're not characterized by country. They're characterized by name. So going off the top, Keith Alexander, Commander, U.S. Cyber Command Director, National Security Agency. He's going to be meeting with the Microsoft chaps, the Google chaps, the Facebook chaps, the LinkedIn chaps to make sure that that fusion of social networking and national snooping is definitely in vogue. That's one of the topics actually in the official Bilderberg press release. They're talking about cybersecurity once again after, of course, it was the US and Israel not only got caught releasing the Stuxnet virus but also the new Flame virus. Basically, Israel again has come out and admitted they did it. So while they're pushing for internet control and censorship of free speech because of cybersecurity threats, they're meeting at Bilderberg to discuss cybersecurity threats. They're the ones creating the cybersecurity threats. You know the drill by now. So going down this list, Roger Altman, Evercore Partners, of course, we've got a lot of corporate people there. Royal Highness Prince Philip of Belgium, he's a regular attendee. We got Nick Bowles, Member of Parliament, Great Britain. He's violating the law. Of course, Tony Blair attended in 93, went on to become Prime Minister. There's another We Are Change video where Luke confronts Tony Blair about the fact he lied in front of Parliament and claimed that he never attended Bilderberg. In the video, which is at prisonplanet.com, Blair admits he did attend Bilderberg in 1993. So he's been caught lying to Parliament. So now we've got another Member of Parliament, Nick Bowles there from Britain, again continuing on the Bilderberg 2012 attendee list. Mitchell Daniels Jr., Governor of Indiana, of course. We were looking for the potential VP pick for Mitt Romney's running mate. I'm going to have to check if he's a Republican or a Democrat, but we're going to look at the names for that. Thomas Donilon, as I said before, National Security Advisor of the White House. So the Obama administration, again, has a representative at Bilderberg, as they did back in 2009. Robert Dudley, BP, of course, all the oil companies represented. Goldman Sachs, oh, Michael Evans, Vice Chairman, Global Head of Growth Markets, Goldman Sachs. Of course, Goldman Sachs have used their technocrats to basically take over the IMF and the entire European economy. We've got the EU titans, Von Rompuy and Trichet, according to Jim Tucker meeting there. Don't know if they're on this list or not, but routinely, some of the bigger names that you see attending at Bilderberg and the ones that have been photographed will not appear on this official list. It's important to stress this is not an exhaustive list. This is merely the people who have consented to appear on the list. If attendees wish to opt out of the list, they don't appear on it, but they can appear at the conference because they've been photographed. HSBC, of course, all the banks represented. Austin Goolsbee, Professor of Economics, University of Chicago, academia represented. Again, Donald Graham, Washington Post Company. That's why you're not reading about it in the Washington Post, even though it's in their backyard, because he's sworn to secrecy. We've got Britt Harris, teacher, Retirement System of Texas. Reid Hoffman, co-founder, executive chairman, LinkedIn. Again, that's the mesh between social media, the CIA, and the National Security Agency, because, of course, it's a giant spying database. That's what it was always intended to be. We've got another representative from China. Of course, last year we had a Chinese representative and that was abnormal. We've got one again this year. Yiping Huang, Professor of Economics, China Center for Economic Research. John Huntsman, of course, U.S. presidential candidate, dropped out quite early. His team, of course, vigorously attacked the Ron Paul campaign at every turn, put out fake information about Ron Paul, attempting to portray him as a racist. John Huntsman is at Bilderberg 2012, so he certainly inserted himself back into the elitist fold after his failed presidential venture. Again, continuing down this list of official Bilderberg 2012 attendees, Eric Israelitz, CEO Le Monde, that's the French newspaper, Kenneth Jacobs, Chairman CEO Lazard, James A. Johnson, Vice Chairman Perseus LLC, and of course, that was the guy who back in 2008 picked Barack Obama's running mate, Joe Biden, so he's there again. He's always there when there's a U.S. presidential election to be manipulated, so James A. Johnson again. Vernon Jordan, Senior Manager Lazard, he's a regular attendee from my knowledge. Continuing on the list, John Kerry, as I said before, Senator from Massachusetts, John Kerry, of course, former presidential candidate himself back in 2004, and Skull and Bones member, remember the Skull and Bones presidential election when he ran against George W. Bush. So John Kerry, along with Huntsman, is at the 2012 Bilderberg Conference. Henry Kissinger, of course, on the steering committee, war criminal. The Alberta Premier I discussed earlier gave an elitist scoffing remark when she was criticized for attending Bilderberg. She said it was, you know, that her political adversary was not sophisticated enough to understand that this is a sophisticated confab that's necessary for world affairs. They're not very sophisticated meeting with a war criminal, Henry Kissinger, okay? Don't try and pass it off as that. So Kissinger's there again. Klaus Kleinfeld, Chairman CEO, Alcoa. And I'm just reading out the USA ones. I'm not even going to get to the European ones because obviously it's a list of 140-odd people. Henry Kravis, Kohlberg Kravis Roberts, he was there last year. Marie-Josie Kravis, Udston Institute, that's his wife. Fred Krupp, President, Environmental Defense Fund. Oh, isn't that interesting? Now, we know the Agenda 21 and ecological sustainability is going to be on the agenda. We leaked that on, I believe it was a couple of days ago. And, of course, that's all designed to hijack the environmental movement. The global warming, the man-made global warming mantra has largely been discredited, so now they're going to shift it into endangered species and other environmental threats to try and push through that carbon tax, which you pay straight to Al Gore's back pocket. So we've got Environmental Defense Fund President Fred Krupp representing the USA at Bilderberg 2012. We've got some people from Israel there. Cheng Li, Director of Research, China Center, Brookings Institution, of course, they've been putting out numerous reports calling for an invasion of Syria, so that could very well be on the agenda. The Dow Chemical Company. Okay, now we're going back to Alex Jones, live at Bilderberg 2012.
Now again, here from the scene, what I want to do is, Paul, just so I don't just sit here and host the show the entire time myself, when we're bullhorning and things, I want the guys to fade you down occasionally and go back to the live feed because the guys, they're not going to cut into you when you're talking. So you're going to have to, every few minutes or so, remind them to go to the feed so everybody can see this, who's watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the free streams at InfoWars.com, Ustream, you name it. Because they're now bringing in some of these barricades here in front of us. The police now are being told to white glove. That is a cool shirt that guy's got over there where it shows up for photographer as a target. That's a great We Are Change shirt. All of this is going on. Oh, there goes one of the AMCN-37. I want to get these license plates. And these guys have these black Suburbans. They feel all powerful. They're part of the in-group. You're nobody. You're being injected with cancer viruses. There's probably about 20 police out here. And I said, hey, I bet some of you got autistic or mentally retarded children from the vaccines and the GMO. And a couple of the cops got mad. See, I'm bad telling them why their children are brain damaged. I'm bad telling them why their wife's dying of cancer at 36. I'm bad for telling them they're being murdered. Literally. It's a Stockholm syndrome where they love their abusers. They love their abusers. That is what is going on here. Paul, how much of the list have you gone through?
Gone through most of it. Some interesting people on there. John Kerry, John Huntsman, of course, usual suspects, Google, Microsoft. The Obama White House has their national security advisor there, so they're represented once again. A lot of new names on it, from what I can
see. The way they're acting, they're probably going to have Obama or Romney or somebody slinking in here. One of these criminals. All right, again. All right, there's the head police guy right there. Can you come talk to me, please, sir?
Which one?
I remember you're riding around on the golf cart. Can you take me to the leader? Can I talk to somebody from the police department, please? From the Fairfax County Sheriff's Officer, whatever it is. No, I need to talk to somebody. They wanted to talk to me at the beginning. I need to talk to one of you guys. Again, we get the silence of when the NSA is listening to our phones. They just sit there and go, yeah, it's criminal, we do it, so what? Your bank account's ours. Seriously. Hey, I need you guys to talk to whoever's in charge. You guys came to me yesterday as a leader of the protest. I need to speak to you. All right. Again, I want to talk to you guys. I need to talk to some of the police. Here, you going right now? You streaming live? Here. Guys, are we on air right now? Here, I'm going to go over and talk to the police. Come on, let's go talk to them. Let's go. Who's in charge here, guys? But you obviously couldn't hear me when I was over there. I know, but we're here. We're citizens. I need to talk to somebody.
Not on the middle of the
range. Okay, well, who's your commander? Okay, who's your commander? See, there, that is secret police right there. And look, he's pushing me. I don't need to be pushed. I need to know who Sergeant, who's your superior? Who's your superior? Who's your superior? Are you their superior? Okay, well, do I need to go to the police department and talk to him? So I need to go over there. I mean, that's not an unreasonable request. Hey, do you really think sodium fluoride is good for you?
We don't have to be your enemies.
Well, where's the property line? Right here?
Is that good?
You savored telling me step back. Are you like a big wimp that got into this so you can beat people up? Because the cops I met yesterday weren't like that.
The Nazi said I was just following.
It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. What's going to happen to this country? You guys are going to be in a lot of trouble.
You're just following orders. I understand.
I mean, can you guys just not act pathetic? Do you realize Hillary Clinton was fined $300,000, what was it, 94 for this meeting? This is illegal. And all I want to do is talk to whoever's in charge. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's a reasonable request because it's wrong to be doing everything you guys can. Look at those sacks of garbage over there. The worst is the security guys. They always think they're so good. Those guys are nobodies. I'll never believe how these little nobodies think they're so powerful. It's so incredibly pathetic. I am going to go down to that. I am going down there today. And again, once the protest starts, I mean, one reason they're probably a little more grumpy today is everybody's saying scumbag and stuff to the hotel workers driving in. That's another issue, folks. You might just want to actually call the limousine scumbags because the hotel workers, half of them don't even know what's going on. Okay, well, later I am going to go down there to the sheriff's department. I guess that's what you guys want down there. Doesn't matter. Because they've militarily trained them, and militaries are designed to fight enemies. That's why we don't have peace officers anymore. We have an occupied government. We have TSA on the highways. totally out of their jurisdiction. They're hiring defrocked pedophiles to head the TSA up. CBS News, because that's what it is. Now, most of these guys aren't pedophiles. These are just military types. You know, that military mindset, and we are the Iraqis. We are the Russians. That's just some driver getting ready to pick people up. They will have a stupid little bee in the window like we don't know that code word. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you, man. Good to meet you in person after all these years.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I hope I can interview you later.
Absolutely. I want to talk to all you guys. Hey, Watson, you still there on the radio live?
Yeah, we're still here watching you live, Alex.
Again, for XM listeners on channel 166 and other systems, keep listening to the radio. You can go to InfoWars.com. There is free video streams. So you can actually put faces to all the things that we're doing right here. Again, I met with the police yesterday. They were really, really nice. Off the side, a few said, yeah, we listened to the show, a few of them. Today, most of these police are nice, but I haven't been here till now with protests. People are yelling scumbag and stuff. So I'm sure the police think people are talking about them, and then the cops start acting tough. And then there's always a few of them you could tell weren't too tough growing up, and now they want to show you they're tough. And then, of course, you just point that out to them, and they get embarrassed. And it is embarrassing. You know, the ridiculous exercise of power is embarrassing. I have a lot of power. I have 15 million listeners, and sometimes I misuse it. It's embarrassing. But, you know, the point is that we're here confronting a global mafia. In fact, Paul, why don't you do it? Why don't we get Kurt Nemo or Paul or one of you guys do an article about the Logan Act and how this is illegal? Why don't we do a report on that? We need a report pointing out the Bilderberg meeting is illegal. That's the headline. I mean, I'm telling these guys it's illegal, and they're rolling their eyes at me.
I want
to write an article about that with links.
Bilderberg 2012. Stay tuned.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Alex Jones Show on this May 31st edition. And, of course, it's the first day of Bilderberg 2012. We've got police harassing activists already. Reports of people getting pulled over, vehicle search, criminal background checks run. Alex Jones and crew tried to park in a public parking lot, were kicked out, police tried to intimidate them. And now Alex Jones is live on the scene with the bullhorn, and he's joined by Adam Kokesh of Adam versus the Man.
Yes, so yes, and I just want to be clear. Now, are we ever sending out this Skype feed that we have, or is that needed, or should Aaron go to live feed? Okay, that's live right now. Yes, it is live right now, Aaron. Okay, fantastic. Great job, guys. Okay, fantastic. We got double boxes up there on TV right now. Adam Kokesh, you got here about 3 hours before we did. Tell us, host of Adam versus the Man, tell us what you witnessed.
Sure. Well, we had kind of an uneasy standoff until about an hour ago, where the entire crowd was out here on the sidewalk on the public property, and the police had their checkpoint well away from the cameras, where you couldn't see what was going on. You couldn't really see who was involved. And one of the gentlemen here, as part of the protest, decided to go and ask for identification for the officers involved in order to report them as violators of the Logan Act, and use that, as you did, as a way of simply starting a conversation, having it in an official capacity, saying this is something that you are obligated to do. As an honest member of law enforcement, you have an obligation to identify yourself by name and badge number. And what prompted their response that you see now, where we're all pushed back and barricaded in here, was that he was completely rebuffed in all of his attempts. They let him, as they pushed the crowd of us back that were trying to record what was going on, they allowed him to write down names and badge numbers. But there was no official communication at all. And it seems it's one of those really weird things, like you said. You can point out the psychological underpinnings of the insecurities of these officers and embarrass them, but they are relatively disciplined, and they understand, even though they're local Fairfax County, Virginia officers, that this is a special event, and you're not obligated to do your normal duties as a law enforcement agent.
And everywhere the globalists go, they turn it into a police state and a martial law drill. All over the world is standardized.
Of course. And so what we have now is where people are being barricaded back specifically here to the public
property. This is what went on in Iraq when you were there. I mean, the exact same science of control is being brought here.
Well,
the drones, the face scanning.
Man, what I would compare more to my time in Iraq was what happens at a TSA checkpoint. You know, when I ran an entry control point at a civil military operations center in Fallujah, and in order to let an Iraqi into our facility, they would have to get a pat-down similar to what happens at a TSA checkpoint.
No, they admit at MIT developed that in Iraq for the U.S. as a laboratory.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's perfect. And now you see here, even in Virginia, like, I feel less safe than I ever. I'm going to, I'm really tempted to move out and join you in Texas, man, at least if there's any chance of secession. But, you know, here in Virginia, the governor is saying that we need more drones for law enforcement, and his justification for it is how successful they've been on the battlefield. And what he's telling us is that he's going to turn this into a battlefield. He's going to keep the police state imposing the same kind of martial law that we were imposing in Iraq. And that was my big objection. It wasn't law. It wasn't law and order. It was martial law. And it's the same thing here. Now what we have is not a response from law enforcement that is intended to protect and serve. They won't even converse with people here beyond issuing orders. And this is exactly the kind of...
They train them to dehumanize us and dehumanize themselves.
Absolutely. The same way that we dehumanize the enemy in Iraq. It's the exact same thing. They're the Praetorian Guard, especially those here. But what's so sick about the modern police state is that well-intentioned officers all over the country are now in a position where they basically at any time get drafted into what really here today is very especially a manifestation of the Praetorian Guard.
Well, we got to move back. More barricades.
The superclass.
All right, we're going to break, folks. Paul Watson. We're going to get Daniel Esselin coming on at 8 after. Stay with us. Infowars.com's got the list. Infowars.com.
Okay, that's Alex Jones live on the scene at Chantilly. Of course, the 2012 Bilderberg Conference. We've got the official attendee list now released on the Bilderberg website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.